Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Our text is 1 Corinthians 10, 31 through 33. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. This passage of Scripture, Paul is stating a fundamental rule regarding conduct as a Christian that is applicable to every realm of life. All we do should aim at the glory of God, giving no offense to others that would hinder them from being saved. Especially does Paul teach that we must consider the welfare of the church in all of our activities. And we wish to apply this principle in the realm of recreation that is suitable for the Christian. First, what is recreation? Recreation is simply recreating and refreshing and restoring, renewing the mental and physical and emotional strength. Our Lord, being human as well as deity, after a busy day in his labor, he rested. Mark 6 and verse 31 tells us, "And he said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat." He needed to get away from the multitudes and visiting friends and teaching and all of his work and to be refreshed with rest and recreation. Our subject, properly understood, is something needful to the body and to the mind, and we ought to have periods of time for it. And secondly, what may be recreational for one may not be for another. A truck driver does not usually like to take a long drive. A bricklayer may not want to play baseball. A teacher or a student may not relax with a good book. A mailman who walks his route does not choose a stroll. There are too often the tendency on some to condemn a form of recreation that simply does not appeal to them, but it does appeal and is helpful to others. And third, we ought not approach the subject of recreation for the Christian with an entirely negative approach. There are those things that are not acceptable. We need to be aware of them. But we also must determine what is acceptable and available to us that can be used within Christian principles. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 21 and 22, "Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil." Let us make 8 scriptural tests of recreation. We need to understand that all human activity can be categorized into 3 classifications. 1, that which is always right. 2, that which is always wrong. And 3, that which may at times be right in itself, but sinful because of other circumstances and factors. And it is in this third area where we may have the most difficulty in choosing. Some things may appear quite innocent, but under certain circumstances, they can be very harmful. Now, this is not the same as situational ethics that contends everything is relative, that there is no right or wrong any time, but only what you think at the time. We reject that philosophy as anti-Christian. But let's look at these tests. Test number 1. Will this activity hurt my conscience? Romans 14:23 says, "Whatsoever is not of faith is sin." Friend, faith in this passage refers to one's personal conviction. It is wrong to violate what you think is right. Your convictions may be in error, and this does not teach that if you think something is good, that it is good, or if you think something is bad, that it must necessarily be bad. It teaches that doing what you believe to be wrong is wrong, whether the action is itself right or wrong. We cannot be honest if we do not do according to what we think we ought to do. Our consciences, of course, must be trained according to God's Word, so that they will be offended when we violate His will, and be at peace when we are in harmony with His will. If we are not conscientiously comfortable in what we are doing, we ought to leave it off. When in doubt, don't. Test number two. Will this activity be harmful to my body and to my mind? There are activities that can harm rather than help. Some even dissipate rather than recreate. Our bodies belong to the Lord, 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 17, also 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. If a Christian does that which abuses the body, he errs. Recreation is designed to take care of the body and to help it grow and develop and to be revitalized and made stronger. If some things are overdone, they can injure the body, and they ought to be left alone. But test number three. Does it appeal to the indecent and the lustful in mankind? Paul told Timothy, flee youthful lust, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 22. Is the activity done with New Testament standards of modesty? Friend, no form of pleasure or recreation ought to be done where there are strong pressures that arouse unholy thoughts and appeal to the lust of the flesh or the eye. This is one of the several reasons why swimming in mixed company of male and female is off limits to the faithful child of God. The attire is immodest. There are activities where anger is often provoked, and unruly conduct is the norm. And unless one can control his temper in these things, he should seek something else. Our world and our society is suffering from an intoxication of appeals to the flesh. We as Christians must stay away from such things. And even though some cry, you can't be extreme, we must remember that being a Christian, even if some may think it is extreme, we must follow the way of Christ. The Christian is going to bend toward the right without the tint of wrong, lest he become a hindrance not only to himself, but to others around him. But test number four. Will this action harm other people? Do you know that Romans 14 and 7 tells us none of us liveth to himself? That simply means we all influence one another. The manner of life of a Christian can and does have an impact on other people. We cannot have the attitude that what we do is nobody's business but our own. Rather, we must ask, what will people think of me as a Christian in this activity? What will other Christians think? What effect will it have on my role or representing Christ in this world? How does it affect the church, its reputation, and its influence? Matthew 5 and verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We have to consider this in choosing our recreational activities. Christians are taught to refrain from that which causes another to stumble. Romans chapter 14, 1 Corinthians 8, 9, and 10. People have been heard to say, but this does not hurt me. And while that may be true, what of others? You could be the cause of leading others to lower or relax safeguards which they need to stay faithful before God. Even if we are strong and not easily tempted or swayed, someone else may not be so strong, and we can sin against the brethren, 1 Corinthians 8 and verse 12, and we can do so by ignoring them and what they think. We become a tool for Satan rather than for God if we act that way. Many Christians have destroyed their good influence because they persisted in various forms of recreation that cause others to sin. It is not too much to expect a Christian to put the salvation of souls and the glory of God before his own pleasure and recreation. Already we can see how careful we must be and choose wisely, and with a mind toward purity in selecting how we enjoy recreational activities. We'll look at test number five. Will this action take me among evil companions? 1 Corinthians 15:33 warns against that sort of thing. As we have noted, we influence others, but others also influence us. As one has said, you can't play in the mud and not get dirty. Psalm 1:1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Friend, we have to be concerned what kind of people generally are involved in any activity. There are places a Christian cannot go, and their associates with whom he cannot be too friendly, lest temptation to leave the good for the bad be too strong. James wrote, "Friendship with the world is enmity with God," James 4 and verse 4. Christians need to be careful about doing acceptable things, but also to do them with people and in places where the devil cannot slyly entice us. And test number 6. What would he do? And in a measure, this may be the acid test. What would Jesus do? Would he do what you're planning on doing? When you know a person well enough, you can be rather certain what he would do and think about a matter. The better we know the Christ, the easier it is for us to decide what we ought and ought not do. You see, Christians are to follow in the footsteps of the Lord, 1 Peter 2 and verse 21. Many problems of recreation that temporarily confuse us would be easily answered if we would try to picture Jesus in that activity. Would it be like Christ doing it? And would it be approved for us and for others? Do you think he would be glad to join you in it? Or would he rebuke you for it? Would he dress as you have dressed, or act as you act? Surely there are those popular activities that we would want to do. But when we test it by asking, "Would Jesus be with me and approve?" we can see we ought to abandon some things in order to stay near the way of Christ. Test number 7. How does this action of recreation seem after I have prayed about it? Now, you might think it strange to pray about recreation, but the Christian ought to pray about his activities, all of his activities. A good rule is, if you can't pray over it, certainly don't do it. Prayer is strengthening and sobering. It helps bring realities into sharper focus. Some things seem innocent enough until exposed to the light of prayer. Can we ask God to bless us in what we do? Or are we just a little bit ashamed to talk with God about it at all? And then test number 8. Does it conflict with my duty to worship? Does it lessen my interest in worship and Bible study? Does it deprive me of faithfully partaking of the Lord's Supper and giving as I should? We have no vacation, friend, from worship. Our duty to God always must be first place before anything else. And with some, too often, fun and games have displaced worship, and doing our recreational activities has taken so much of our money we do not give as we ought. Such activities as that ought to be omitted in our lives. We conclude that while it is not always easy to determine just which recreational thing is proper, we are better able to decide by asking and honestly answering these questions. We probably do not accomplish too much to go through a catalog of activities and stamp yes or no, but we need to apply principles to each proposed activity of recreation. We need to think about these things in choosing our vacations and the things that we do in our hobbies. After all, did not we promise God that we would be faithful to Him above all else? And if we can't keep our word regarding recreation, something is lacking. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.